relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream today.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
What kind of French fries are the best? Well, isn't that a rather subjective question? I mean, to each man there is his favorite. Or each woman, let's not be sexist here, because they make the fries, right? Ooh, behave, Gorka! Actually, I know how to make fries. You know what the secret is? You gotta freeze them after the first fry. Freeze them. And then you fry them again, and they are splendid. What's your favorite type of French fry? It's a very personal question. Let me tell you that there is a certain restaurant on 14th Street in Washington, D.C., that has fabulous... I'm very partial to, like, string fries. You know, the super thin ones, really crispy, maybe a little bit of truffle oil on top if you're feeling, you know, fancy. And the French restaurant that takes... Oh, my gosh. If you can get a booking now... I used to go there when it wasn't, like, the place to go. But there's a restaurant called Le Diplomat. It's a bistro in the French style. Has baskets of fabulous string fries. Why am I talking about it? Because it seems it's for the elite in D.C. The only story that matters today is the shootout yesterday outside Le Diplomat in 14th Street and U. Oh, was Abilio there? He's irrelevant. We're not talking about it because of Jim Acosta. We're talking about it because this area of Washington, D.C., which 40 years ago was a literal hell hole, has been gentrified over the last 15, 20 years with some of the snazziest restaurants and bars and nightclubs in the nation's capital. And last night, two guys get out of a car and start, what is it? What do they say? Popping caps, firing their gats. Two people were injured. I don't know if they were the individuals that these hoodie-wearing thugs were actually intent on killing. But that happened, not on the South Side, not in Anacostia, but outside Le Diplomat, one of the swankiest restaurants in D.C. I'll talk about the chief's response, Robert Conti, momentarily. It's being played incessantly on a loop by various TV channels. But let's just talk about the broader reality. I'm going to ask my team. We're down to two people now. Eric, if it's true it's your birthday today and you slunk off without telling me, there will be repercussions on Monday. Let me assure you of that, young man, if you're back at work. But happy birthday to Eric. So we only have the professor. I don't mean only. We are down to the professor and Mr. G. And here's my question. Before we get to Conti's reaction, who's responsible for our safety? Well, in terms of being a government official. Could this be, and I don't want to overthink it, but could this be the event that changes the situation in Washington? Because we've been inured, we've become used to violence in D.C., 100 homicides, I think, already this year alone. But if it's happening outside of restaurants that CNN employees like to go to, could that make a difference? Let's start with you, Professor.
Steak fries, first off.
Oh, sorry. Steak fries. What is a good... Describe a good steak fry.
Thick cut, deep fried.
Interesting.
Absolutely amazing.
So not string fries.
Not string fries.
What about truffle oil?
Truffle oil, big fan.
Little Parmesan?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Good.
But this specifically, as someone who's lived in some of the rougher parts of Washington, D.C., and seen
stuff.
Some violence, I've seen multiple attempted murders. I've, you know, witnessed multiple crimes. I've been attacked on multiple occasions. You know, I've seen everything, right? And I, for a long time, have been saying that there's some serious problems in this city.
You're the right man to ask.
I'm the right man to ask. I mean, the fact that the only way any of these guys actually saw something like this happen. I mean, Twitter was just blowing up yesterday. People talking about, oh man, there's this big... This was nothing compared to what happens every single day, just streets away.
Yes.
On Rhode Island,
yes.
On Michigan Ave.
Totally.
Right?
Totally.
But at the same time, it's a wake-up call.
Well, that's the point.
Yeah.
Does it take somebody who's paying, you know, $70 per head for dinner for them to see it for something maybe to change?
Yeah, no, I seriously do, because now Abilio is on, you know, every show on CNN.
CNN
talking about it. And right. Maybe, I mean, Muriel Bowser's already changed her tune. It took her 30 seconds.
What has she said?
She says we need more police.
Oh,
right? And that's all it took. All it took was somebody like Abilio Acosta having his dinner ruined.
Some putz like Abilio having his dinner ruined. Okay, let's go. I don't know if he can do this. This is be two jobs he's doing at the same time and on air in front of millions of people. Can he do it? Of course he can. He's Mr. G. G, is this going to be just something that is ignored in 24 hours, or could this make a difference?
Maybe.
Wow, hesitation. I've never known the G to hesitate.
No, I mean, I honestly, even you saw Jim Acosta's little post about it, and I think this coming after the Nationals game, I think it's different when it's in places that they are.
Yes. So you think it might make a difference?
Yes, because usually those high-end downtown areas, you don't have the crime in.
Yes.
Even though the city's out of control with crime, they don't hit those areas.
Okay, we shall see. We don't do predictions here, but let's talk about the aftermath or the hot takes, the hot reactions. This loop is playing. He went out to 14th Street in his white shirt with all his star festooned epaulets and his chief's hat on, and he was talking to reporters. So this is, I think, he's Robert Conti III. He's the new chief. I've spoken to him when I got my DC carry permit. I had a couple of phone calls with him. Very efficient, very seemingly serious individual. And this is what he had to say. He said, I'm pissed. I'm pissed that this, and I'm going to, the participles of his reaction are the important parts I want to reiterate. So we maybe we'll play the cut later, but I want you to think about what he included in his reaction. Number one, he personally is angry. Number two, why? It's interesting. Because I and my wife like to hang out on 14th Street. Interesting kind of addition to your press conference. And then he goes, and to think that a bunch of knuckleheads can get out of their car and fire a gun, and this is the third participle that's interesting, at 8:15 in the evening, makes me angry. Okay, so it's because it's a place you like to hang out with your wife and the sun hasn't gone down yet, that's why you're angry? Let's give him some credit. What did he say next? Next he said, and I assure you this, when we find these knuckleheads, they won't be strangers to us. Mm-hmm. So what does that mean? That these are recidivists. These are known thugs, known violent criminals. And then lastly, he said, it's time to stop coddling criminals. Now we see the potential for an unprecedented level of tension between the police, the chief of police, and this virtue-signaling harridan of a leftist mayor called Muriel Bowser, whose priority, by the way, when she's not taking money away from the MPD, is to secure the street outside the White House, outside the Hay Adams, and make sure that a massive mural is painted onto the tarmac with taxpayer money that says Black Lives Matter, and shuts down the road in front of the Hay Adams, so you can't even access the hotel because social justice, man. That's Muriel Bowser. Bashad says she's singing a different tune. Is it going to lead to an actual assault on the criminals? I doubt it. But Abilio may have to go somewhere else to get his string fries. At least I'll be safe. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious fetid swamp that sometimes has some good fries. This is Friday, Second Amendment Friday. Ask Dr. G anything. Amazing guests, amazing callers, and of course, you, the most important part of the show. Stay on this channel. Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there, approaching your pain from four different angles, may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to ReliefFactor.com, call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Does the Fed know what they're doing? Does Biden even have a plan? What do you need to know about our economic future? Let's talk to our market maven, Trish Regan, of The Trish Regan Show.
Money, money, money. Must be funny in the rich man's world. Money, money, money. Always sunny in the rich man's world.
Shad, we just redid that line. Now we're going to have to change it again. Do we even have an economic future? That's my question. Let's ask the lady who knows. She is the host of the Trish Regan Show. Follow her right now, TrishIntel.com and Trish_Regan on Twitter. Welcome back to America First, Trish.
Always good to talk to you, Seb.
Did you watch the town hall with a senile man who bears the title of president?
One way to describe it, right? You know, I was so discouraged by that. I did. And, you know, I was so bothered by his lack of caring for what small business owners are going through right now. I mean, they asked me, you know, there was one guy in the audience.
No, let's play it. I've been wanting to play it since yesterday. I couldn't play it yesterday. Mr. G, play the cut. Cut three.
How do you and the Biden administration plan to incentivize those that haven't returned to work yet? Hiring is our top priority right now.
Well, two things. One, if you notice, we kept you open. We spent billions of dollars to make sure restaurants could stay open. And a lot of people who worked as waiters and waitresses decided that they don't want to do that anymore because there's other opportunities at higher wages, because there's a lot of openings now in jobs.
The utter lack of understanding, let alone empathy, Trish. So deal with it. You've got no workers. Tough luck.
Tough luck. That's what he's telling them, right? You know, he's saying just raise your wages. Easier said than done. I'm not kidding. So You know I have been pounding the table all year since January about inflation. And I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so. Because with this administration, they believe the answer is just through more money printing. Money somehow grows on trees. And so the answer is just pay everybody more, and then you'll get them to come to work. Well, this is exactly how does that work? I mean, if you've got fixed expenses as a business, you can't pay people more and have the same profitability, right? And in many cases, some of these small business owners, restaurant owners, have very, very thin profit margins. So if they're going to pay more, they're going to have to charge more. You see, this is how the cycle just starts spiraling out of control. It's really pretty disturbing, his sort of dismissal, if you would, of small business owners who are the backbone, don't ever forget it, of this great country.
No, more than 50% of the working force in America comes from small and medium-sized businesses. So let's break down the dynamics of what he said there and what it means. The first thing is where he says, well, you know, this kind of passive-aggressive, Trish, well, did you notice we kept you open? Well, you didn't. You didn't keep anybody open. You gave government handouts, which, by the way, Joe, we pay for. The taxpayer, the business owner, pays for those quote-unquote handouts. And at the end of it, it's the same thing. When you open again, he says, well, they can go get better jobs. Or the creepy thing he did a week ago, he whispered into the microphone and he said, you use it as leverage for more pay. But a business is a closed system. An economy isn't. But if you've got fixed outgoings, if your rent is X, if your insurance is Y, you can't just make up more numbers and say, well, in that case, as my bus boy, I'm going to pay you 50% more. It doesn't. How does he not know this, Trish?
Well, he's never worked in business, for goodness sakes. I mean, he ought to go ask Hunter, right? Hunter knows a little something about being able to charge $500,000 for a painting. Now, in all seriousness, he hasn't. He's been in politics for 30 years. He is a politician. That is what he is. And as such, he's never really had to pay any bills. And by the way, when he was actually out in the private workforce right after leaving as vice president, what did he do? He did the book tour. He did the speaking tour. And mind you, Seb, he put in a very elaborate tax strategy and plan so he could save himself $500,000 on taxes.
Yes.
Right? So once he was out there working in the real world, earning a paycheck, he did everything he could to keep it, understandably. Like, that's, you know, what business owners and people do. But he has no appreciation, really, at all, for anything that people have gone through. This is a man who is a politician through and through, and not a very bright one, not a very smart one. I mean, he may be bright at politics, right? Somehow, the guy campaigns from his basement and gets elected. He's managed to really kind of put Kamala in her place, too, which I think is quite deliberate, because I don't think he's as fond of her as people let on. I think she was put in. So he politically plays a game, but he has no understanding of economics and no understanding of small business.
Well, you do, and that's why you're on our show every single week. Follow her, Trish_Regan, on Twitter. Also, TrishIntel.com. She's the host of the Trish Regan Show with us here at Salem. Talk to us. You have been warning us for months. Give us the latest state of not only inflation, potential hyperinflation, and what you expect from the Fed imminently.
Okay, so the Fed's going to continue doing what they're doing, right? And I worry, Seb, that they're going to try and use this Delta variant to try and hand out more money and to possibly even shut down more parts of the economy. You've got the teachers union, the NEA, the largest teachers union, saying, well, the teachers aren't going to go back to work in the fall until every child is vaccinated. Well, I mean, that's a whole other debate, right? But let's just start with what we know. There is no vaccination for kids right now. You have to be at least 12 years old, right? So that means teachers are going to hold this up, which then in turn holds the economy up, which then in turn gives Joe Biden an excuse to say, well, let's print more checks. These are my worries. So I think there's a lot of money in the system, which is going to lead to a lot of inflation. So people need to be aware of that. The markets, they like money in the system, okay? They don't care, like, where it comes from. They don't care if it's being printed. They just kind of like, and it drives up asset prices, which in the end could be a real problem, right? You could run into something like we ran into in 08. I don't think we're there yet. But just know that we are going to get more inflation. As for the overall economy, I don't have a very good feeling about this, Seb. I mean, you look at the weekly jobless claims, they started ticking higher again. And I don't think the economy is on very stable ground here. And with these policies in place, it could really hurt it. But you know what? During the Obama-Biden years, remember, the market went up while the economy went nowhere. So that's why I say you could be in this situation where, you know, you get asset inflation and the rich get richer and the middle class continues feeling the squeeze.
Not a surprise. We're getting ready for Obama 3.0. Whatever you do, listen to this lady and you will be prepared. Trish underscore Reagan on Twitter. Thank you, Trish. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your calls on 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. If there's another cyber attack, it could hit our food supply chain. Be prepared. Do what I do. I've gone with Patriot Supply. I've got my several months worth of 25-year it's food that lasts and stays fresh for 25 years. Get $50 off your first month supply. Never be in a situation where you come home and you can't feed your family. Go to preparewithgorka.com right now. That's preparewithgorka.com. You've got to have a plan. This is what I've done. You should too. Preparewithgorka.com.
General Gorka.
I was not a general ever. I played at soldiers in the British Reserves, but thank you for the endorsement.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Thank you indeed, Brent. We're going to go to your calls any second now. The number is 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. But first, I'd like to save you some money. May I do that? If you own a home, I'd like to help you save some money. Homeowners, too many of you have not taken advantage of low interest rates that are just about to change. Make sure you're one of the ones who takes advantage of those rates before they change. All it takes is a 10-minute call to American Financing, America's home for home loans. Take advantage of a free, no-obligation mortgage review. There's no pressure, no upfront or hidden fees. It really is a quick and easy way to see if you can add hundreds, maybe even $1,000 back to your monthly budget, all without starting your term over. That's right. You can choose any term, 10 years and over, but you've got to call American Financing now before the rates change. Call 855-581-5828. That's 855-581-5828. Or visit AmericanFinancing.net. American Financing, MNLS 182334, MNLSConsumerAccess.org. Visit them today. Save yourself some money at AmericanFinancing.net. Let's go to your calls. Al in California, welcome and happy Friday.
How you doing, Sebastian?
Good, it's Friday.
Listen, I actually have two questions. Your screener moved on, but the first one is the way to reduce gun violence, and we're going to try this 2 or 3 years ago out here in California, is you issue gang injunctions, meaning the gangs can't concentrate. And if you can't concentrate, you can't plan these gun scenarios.
What is a gang injunction?
Well, you like we have the Crips and the Bloods out here, they issue an injunction saying you guys cannot congregate. You cannot make it. This doesn't apply to ordinary citizens. It means you cannot congregate for criminal intent. And supposedly that was to have some reduction in violence. I don't know how well it's worked, but it's one idea that should be tried rather than passing more gun control legislation, which doesn't work. It's just an idea.
I'm not sure that's going to, you know, have a drastic effect on gun violence, just stopping them hanging out on a street corner. You've got to put people away on a gun offense, especially a secondary or tertiary gun offense. They've got to go away for 20 years. That's how you make a change.
Oh, I agree completely. So the second question I was going to ask, if I'd been able to blurt it out, you're saying that your station in life in England is based on your accents. Now, I can assemble 10 different English-speaking people here. I'm from California. I've got a friend from Georgia. You're from Britain. Well, I'm wondering how all of these regional accents developed in the languages. For example, there's a difference between Berlin German and Bavarian German.
Absolutely.
I was wondering if anybody, it's kind of an ephemeral, silly question, but I've always wondered why, like this guy from Georgia and I, we're in the same country, we're the same age, we're living in the same era. He speaks English with a very thick Georgia accent, and I suppose I speak California English, and I'm wondering how these nuances evolved. Has anyone ever studied that?
Oh, I'm sure there's a whole field of science that studies phonetics, linguistics, absolutely. But I want to tell you something, guys. If you want to hear something freaky, do a little test. I worked it out this week, and I freaked out both Eric and Mr. G. Find two clips of Bill Barr speaking, and find a clip of Bill Barr speaking, the former Attorney General, and find a clip of the current Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas. If you close your eyes out, it's truly spooky. If you close your eyes, you'll think it's the same person talking in each clip. Mayorkas, that scumbag, sounds exactly, and I mean exactly, intonation, pronunciation, the same as Bill Barr. And we looked it up. They have nothing in common. One of them arrived from Cuba. One was born here. One grew up in, where did he grow up? One was East Coast. One was West Coast. But you ask an interesting question. I'm not the guy to ask. I just have an accent. I don't know how people get accents. But we're going to have more of your fabulous questions here on America First. Ask Dr. G anything Friday, Second Amendment Friday. We're going to have two Second Amendment guests for you because things are hotting up. Did you hear what Biden had to say about 9mm handguns and how he wants to ban them? We're going to get reaction from our guests in the second hour here on America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Vote Democrat. Don't be so bloody daft, man. I'd rather be dragged stark naked through a field of broken glass.
That is a preferable scenario. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. If you got as good a night's sleep as I did last night, I got almost 8 hours. Don't listen. But if you didn't, and you didn't use a MyPillow, please do what I do. Rest your head every night on the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape. Guaranteed for 10 years. Made by that patriot Mike Lindell. Use my name for up to 66% off his amazing line of products. More than 100 products at MyPillow.com. You can call them 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. But you've got to use the promo code G-O-R-K-A. Do it today. You won't regret it. Let's go to Rich in New Jersey, line 3. Welcome, Rich.
Good afternoon, Dr. Gorka. Pleasure to speak with you. I have a simple idea, straightforward, how to stimulate the economy and get people, incentivize them to go back to work. Instead of paying people to stay home and giving them free unemployment, let's say you make $12 an hour at your job, the government will kick in an extra $8 an hour, but it's only going to be for the next 3 or 4 years so that everybody wants to go back.
Dude, you can't pay people for 3 years off the government purse that we pay for. You want to bankrupt us even more?
Have Jeff Bezos pay for it, and LeBron James and Elon Musk.
Right.
Have all of them pay for it for a little while. Let them do something right for us for a change.
And when they don't, what are you going to do, arrest them?
No, we'll backcharge them. We'll raise their taxes, but only them.
Rich, I'm not sure your commitments to conservative principles are as solid as you may think they are.
You got to start somewhere. You got to find some kind of middle ground. These people have been given stuff for too long now. You got to give them you're going to take the unemployment away? Okay, go get a job. You make 12 bucks an hour, give you an extra $8 for a little while. I've been floating this idea at Home Depot and Lowe's for a while, and the younger generations are into it. So I'm trying to use your platform as a springboard, and maybe you could talk to Trish Regan about this offline for a little while. But we got to come up with something creative, all right? Because if we don't, we're all doomed. All right, you got to meet somebody halfway. No system is flawless. No situation is perfect. It's up to us to make the best of it. We, the willing, led by the unknowing, have been doing the impossible for the ungrateful. We have been doing so long, we are now qualified to do anything with nothing. I represent what's left of the middle class. And if we don't do something soon, we're all doomed. I'm a skilled trade. I work with my hands. I'm a white person, and I'm a man. I'm the epitome of all that the Democrats hate right now. So, like I said, we got to be creative. We want to come together. Meet us halfway. It's only going to be temporary. They make
Rich. Am I allowed to? Am I allowed to react, Rich?
Of course, sir. Of course.
All right. So you got passion. You got a plan. Here's my reaction. Wow, the call board is lighting up. I don't know if it's because they're rich, but it is lighting up. Number one, do you think perhaps the debt in this country is too big already?
He's spending trillions of dollars every other week, this guy.
Okay,
he's
good,
he doesn't
good.
Know what he's doing.
All right, number one, which should affect any ideas we have on how to solve that problem. Number two, do you believe that the answer to economic problems lies in more government activity or less government activity?
It's for a limited time, sir.
I know, but 3 years ain't that limited. And then lastly...
3 or 4 years. Maybe, you know? But you got to start somewhere. Proper planning prevents piss-poor performance.
I know. Okay? That's a phrase we used in the British Army with a slightly different verbiage. And lastly, incentives. Do you really think incentives, real human incentives, are arrived at because of government handouts?
No, this is a limit. It's a limited.
Heard that, but you know, 3 years is not. It's not limited. 3 years is a lifetime in politics. Rich, I love it. I love your passion. I love your passion. We have to think differently, but I'm not sure more money over longer periods is the answer. But let me chew over it. We've got lots of calls coming in. Let's go to Matt in North Carolina, line 5. Welcome, Matt.
Hello, Dr. Gorka. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just said to Mr. G that Rich from New Jersey, where I was born and raised, I'm in North Carolina now, I was warned by one of your colleagues, that a different host, that there's an organization, I don't remember the name, I didn't take notes, of liberal agitators that disguise themselves as conservatives and call up hosts to bother them.
No, that's not. No. That's not Rich, Matt. Rich has called before. That's not Rich. Rich is well-meaning. Rich is well-meaning, okay. And he wants to solve the problem.
Thank you. But there is an organization, I believe it was, I don't want to say the name, a popular host, who said that he gave me complete information of people that call up hosts to agitate them, which happened to you and many other hosts.
Oh, it doesn't happen anymore because Mr. G crushes them. Thank you, Matt. They're out there, but they're in their mom's basement. Have a happy Friday. John, Tennessee, line 2.
Dr. G, thank you for taking my call. Yes, I think Rich is definitely has his head in the clouds. Nothing is ever temporary in the government.
Yes! Can you imagine after 3 years someone's going to say, let's stop giving people money for working. That'll be popular.
Yeah. Never happened. So anyhow, my points real quick that I called for.
Yeah.
One, and I think Rich kind of just reinforced it, that we are living now in Absurdistan. And this is a phrase that was developed by the late talk show host Ron Smith in Baltimore.
So, I like that. Absurdistan. That's good.
Yes. Things are just out of control. And then lastly is I have a highly recommended YouTube channel for you if you haven't seen it yet. It's called The History Underground. And he also goes by History Traveler. And it is a science teacher. And I'm sorry, not science, but history teacher who goes around the country and around the globe doing presentations on historically significant places. So his most recent series on Gettysburg has been some of the best information about the Gettysburg battle that I've ever had a chance
to. Fabulous. I really appreciate it. In the break, John, I'm going to check it out. The History Underground or The History Traveler, correct?
Yes, sir.
I appreciate it. I love it. I'm going to check it. God bless. Thank you, John. Brian, Leonardo, everyone else on the phones, don't go anywhere. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by American Financing.
Do you have the same levels of energy now that you did, say, 5 years ago? If not, don't blame Father Time. It could be what you're putting in your body. Do what I do. Balance of Nature ensures that you get all the vital nutrients your body needs at any age. Dr. Howard has formulated those six little capsules to get you 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables, three red for fruit, three green for vegetables. I do it every single day. Just do it for your loved ones, for your children, your grandchildren. Be the healthiest you can be. Get 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order, balanceofnature.com. Order today or call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com. But you've got to use the promo code G-O-R-K-A. Let's go to Sunny in New York.
Yes, good afternoon, Dr. Gorka.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good, good. Yeah, I want to. I'm a former law enforcement officer over 30 years and 21 years in the military as an investigator. But I'll tell you, I want to talk about on gun violence. I have a very good, it's a very easy solution for gun violence. And it's mainly the one they kicked out was stop and frisk.
I agree.
Don't know why they didn't come back with that. You know, they made it political. And on the Bloomberg, he got ostracized for it when he was on stage that time, you know, competing for the presidency. But, you know, they actually made a fool out of him, but he should have stood up for what he believed in. But a lot of people think you need probable cause. You actually don't. Even Curtis Leewood keeps on saying that, and I'm supporting him. But it's not probable cause. I just want all the listeners to know that. All you need is reasonable suspicion.
Yes.
It's very easy. If you're in a high-crime area and it's August, 95 degrees, these guys are wearing coats, it's obvious they're hiding something. You go up to them. If they can't answer some questions, pat them down.
Oh, we lost you for a second there. On that note, just read. I mentioned it before, the incredible autobiography of Bernie Kerik, the 40th New York Police Commissioner. He speaks in the chapter when he's the new cop of 42nd Street, just left the academy, and he uses his skills as a former MP to identify people who are carrying. And he got in big trouble with the regulars, with the old guys, because he, in his first couple of months, took dozens of guns off the street in New York as a rookie, as a new guy. And can you imagine how much of a difference it made to get those guns off the streets? Check out his book, Lost Son. Where did he go? I wanted to give Sonny a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. Sonny, call us back. Don't be a stranger. I want to say thank you for your service in the military and in the New York Police Department. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. It's Friday. Next, Second Amendment. And you can also ask me whatever you want, because, hey, it's Ask Dr. G Anything Friday. Stay with us.